Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another great week starting out here to get you on your path to mortgage ownership, home ownership through TexasLending.com. Whether you're buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan, cashback refinance, maybe a FHA, VA, jumbo loans, reverse mortgage, USDA loans. We're talking about them here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Right here at 105.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, happy to share with you the things that you need to know when it comes time to making those decisions. Joined by Gary Alexander, otherwise known as Bubba. And we are missing Tress today as
we're trustless.
She is doing something that we don't know about. She won't tell us. Well, she would tell us, but we forgot what she did.
I think she was running.
Oh, she was running.
A 5 or 6 day.
Oh, my gosh.
Pre-marathon deal.
Well, we missed Tress today, so it's me and Bubba. Yes. You have us. You can get your questions in early and often at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. That's the text line. You can call us also. Get on the air at 877-881-1053. Yep. Bubba, the rates have been moving up and down.
Up and, like a roller coaster.
Like a roller coaster and fast. So, you know, the rates have been pretty steady most of the year. But this week, they went up very fast and they came back down very fast. They're right about where they were last weekend. So you know, if you're depending.
But where will they be on Monday?
Who knows? All I know is
that's why you lock in your rate.
All I know is we're going to talk a little bit about what is happening out there in the world right now. There's a couple things happening everyone needs to know about, but you may not be thinking about. It's kind of scary, the kind of things that are going on out there.
Yeah, you were going to talk about that last week, but you didn't really. We didn't have a chance to get into it.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on that everyone needs to be aware of, and we'll talk about it a little bit. Make sure you do text us, though, at 972-387-4600. Happy to answer your questions there. But rates being where they are right now, you're in a great spot. They're almost 2% lower than they were last year. They started coming down in November last year. So you have a great opportunity right now to get one of the lowest rates you're ever going to find on a refinance, especially with TexasLending.com. Our refinance rates beat pretty much everyone in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you're trying to get yourself or your family member into a home loan, make sure you have them call us today. I've had this thing now for 2.5 weeks, this chest cold thing.
The thing that I had.
Yeah, I guess you had it. But the laryngitis has been here for nearly 10 days. So the laryngitis thing is crazy. Usually you get that for a couple of days, but this one's been around for a while. So bear with us this hour as we go through the last remnants of the chest cold that you're all going to get sometime here soon.
Everybody's going to get it.
My nephew's living with us.
Yes. How old is he?
He is 5. Mm-hmm. And they moved in here. They were kind of refugees from Mexico. They were living down there for, well, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law have been down there for 7 years. And they moved here because there was bad things going on in the areas where they were living. Mm. So they moved up here. You know, he's his entire school got canceled the other day.
Wow.
Because they said 80% of the kids were out.
Really?
Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so whatever it is, it's going around.
And it's going around the office, too. There's been, some people have been sick here, too.
So make sure you get your questions in. We have questions. You have questions. We have answers. If you're trying to buy a home, maybe you want to buy a home in 2020. You know, it's funny. Someone told me the other day, they said, we're going to a 20s theme party. I said, well, I'll just wait a couple of weeks. You can have your own 20 themes party. Just by showing
everybody
up.
Everybody can have
Everyone
one.
Everyone have one. But they're going to, I guess it's 100 years ago.
1920s party.
And so anyway.
They could do the Charleston.
Tell us if you want to buy a home next year. This is how we answer your question for you. If you tell us how much money you make and you tell us what your credit score is and how much down payment you got, we can share with you about what kind of home you can afford. What value of loan you can get, what is your loan amount, we can tell you that, and then, because with your down payment, we'll be able to know how much your loan amount could be. We can tell you what your payment would be on that mortgage if you're trying to buy next year. And then also, if you want to refinance, what's your current loan amount, your current rate, and your current credit score, we can give you an idea of what you could refinance to. If you're trying to get home equity, what's your home worth? What do you owe? And what's your credit score? We can tell you what kind of loan you can get, how much cash you can get out. If you want to get home equity out of your house, TexasLending.com. We have the home equity experts. Bobby, you've closed more than anybody.
Yes. Hey, that's right. But hey, let's talk about getting into the new year with a brand new mortgage. How about that?
Well, some new stuff next year. We talked about a little bit last week. The new jumbo loan limits are over $500,000 now.
510, I believe.
So that's the new jumbo loan limit. Gosh, I can't remember what the jumbo limit was.
It was 283 when I started.
Was it 283 when you started?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And FHA was like 210.
Well, your FHAs are up near 400,000 now. Mm-hmm. And your jumbo limits are over 500,000.
And your VA, there's no limits.
There are no loan limits anymore for VA loans. You can get a zero down VA loan at $700,000 if that's what you want.
Yeah.
And TexasLending.com has some of the lowest VA rates you'll find anywhere. And our VA loans, we locked in November up 700%, our VA locks. And that went for refinances and purchases because people are starting to figure out.
Veterans are friends.
They tell each other. They talk. Yeah, they talk to each other and they say, hey, get in this
VA
loan.
That's exactly what they do. I mean, one guy called. He got it. Hey, take care of my buddy, too. You know. And
we have some of the lowest rates around for VA. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. All right. We're going to get to the first question right here. Let's see what it is. Are there any way I can get two loans at two different banks at the same time for two different houses? Well,
listen,
here's the deal. People try to be fancy these days. I'm not saying this is being fancy. If you do this correctly, you can get two different loans. One of them is going to be your primary residence. The other one's going to be an investment property. If you try to buy two primary residences at one time, one thing will happen. You'll get flagged. Well, mortgage company will get flagged that you've bought two primary residences because there's something called MERS.
Yes, MERS.
When you close on a home loan, it gets recorded electronically so that everyone else can see it. We can look up MERS on anybody and find out how many homes they own. And if you go and buy two primary residences at one time, you've committed fraud. Because you're not living in both at the same time. So one's going to have to be primary. And if one is over 45 minutes away from the other one, or 45 miles, go over 45 miles away, one can be a second home and one can be a primary residence. But if you intend on renting them out, just buy it as the investment property. If you do it as two primaries, then mortgage companies are required to report you to the federal government, and you'll be put on a list, and that'll shut down. That could shut down your credit.
And you'll could be also recall your loan.
That's right. And so you can get approved at two banks as long as one's primary. One now you can try to get approved at two banks for the same loan, but you have to choose one and close with one bank. If you're trying to buy two houses, one's going to have to be either a secondary or an investment property, and the other one could be your primary. Again, you will get reported. Texas Lending has had to report several clients this year who bought multiple properties at one time and didn't tell anybody. So that is, you go on a fraud list. And so that's not, you don't want to be on that list.
It's kind of like being on Santa's naughty list.
That's right. And so whatever trying to interest rate you're trying to save or lower payment you're trying to save is not going to be worth it. And so just giving you off fair warning. So, yeah, you can get approved. And two banks, yeah, I mean, people are shopping from five lenders sometimes at one time to get the same loan. So make sure you do the right thing. Hey, make sure you.
There was a movie like that.
I don't know that. But anyway, we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. So, Bubba, this is very interesting. Usually the things I talk about, or we eat a lot of economic news. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this country has about 20-some trillion, 22 trillion, I think was the latest, our reported debt is $22 trillion. And most of that debt's been brought on the last 37 years or so. Most of that debt, our federal debt. You didn't used to have any. Now we have 37 or 22 trillion.
When did we not have any?
Probably in about 1970.
Really?
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark. When I say didn't have any, it was very little. And it's blown up, right? So now we have this $22 trillion. You got 300-some million people in this country. When you do the math, every single person has a certain amount of debt that they owe if they came after it all. There's been things going on this year that I'm not going to talk about in the sense that you would all understand it or anyone would understand it. I'm going to say this though: banks are regulated. And they require a certain amount of free capital. That means reserves. They need to have a certain amount of cash on hand at the end of the year when they go to have their reporting done, right? So banks have to have a certain amount of capital. And the banks don't have the capital, Bubba. They don't have the reserves required.
Right.
How would the banks have a lot of assets. Mm-hmm. They're out there speculating, betting. They don't have the assets. So between now and the end of the year, the banks would be required to sell sell a bunch of their treasury bonds and a bunch of the stocks they own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hedge funds also borrow from banks.
Mm-hmm.
And if the banks need to free up their capital, they could call margin calls on the hedge funds.
Oh.
So the hedge funds then would have to sell their stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been news in the economic world this week that there's a crash imminent.
Dumping.
And here's the thing. Unless the banks have a way to get capital. And so I've been paying attention to this. I've been telling people I've been talking to people within the industry, talking to some other executives, sharing them this is coming. Like I did about a year and a half to 2 years before the financial crash of 2008. I was talking about the same thing and people were rolling their eyes. Until it happened. Well, I don't think the Fed wants the same thing to happen as last time. So what's interesting is usually this stuff stays under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays under the radar because people talk about the Kardashians and they talk about where they're going to drink beer tonight. They don't talk about real things, right?
And they don't want you to talk about those things either.
And matter of fact, usually that stays in the economic news. But now it's out in the mainstream news, and the Federal Reserve has announced that they could be buying up to $500 billion. They could be liquidating the market with over nearly $500 billion in 2 weeks. Not this $22 trillion of debt of ours.
Uh-huh.
Look at all the years it's taken to roll this up.
Yep.
The Federal Reserve is going to unleash nearly $500 billion over a 2 week period to keep the banks afloat. That's how dire the situation
is.
And if they didn't do this, then your stock should have probably crashed by about 30 or 40% in the next 2 weeks. Now, they've announced this to keep the panic from going away. You haven't been paying attention. No one's been paying attention. No one understands this stuff. But we don't know what that means for mortgage bonds yet. This is going to start taking place next week. The Federal Reserve is going to start unleashing that money. And it could be that they're just going to be buying this stuff from the banks because the banks need to get – if the banks dumped all this at one time, the market would tank, right?
Right.
So the Federal Reserve's coming in, and they have to do it. So there were reports by major people that know a lot of things about the economy this week that said the stock market will crash in the next 2 weeks unless this happens. So the Federal Reserve says, okay, it's going to happen. We're going to do this. That's scary. That's scary that our, if everyone thinks our economy is healthy – yet this is going on. So we are right back where we were 10 years ago, except the Federal Reserve is going to jump the shark before it crashes instead of after the crashes this time. The world has not changed much, except the big banks are bigger and everyone else is smaller. So the big banks are much bigger than they were when they were too big to fail. And I'm not going to talk about that anymore because it makes me upset and ruins my weekend. Okay, we're going to take more questions from you at 972-387-4600. That is our text line. That is our text line, 972-387-4600. You can also call us, get live on the air, 877-881-1053. We have loan officers right now at texaslending.com at the same number as our text number, 972-387-4600. We're taking a break. We'll come back and answer more of your questions here on the texaslending.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the texaslending.com mortgage show, Kevin Miller here with Bubba Alexander. Taking your questions, the question line is 972-387-4600. That's also the number to texaslending.com where you can call for your home loan today for one of the lowest refinance rates, purchase rates, VA, FHA rates that you can find out there in the market. Make sure you go to texaslending.com today. Bubba, we have questions coming in.
Yep.
The next question is, the house I reside in is not my name, but it's in my wife's name, and I want to purchase another house as an investment. What steps should I take to get ready?
Which step?
The easiest step is to call Bubba here and call our office and have him get you pre-approved, 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander. They'll stick you in his voicemail. We have loan officers up here. We have several dozen loan officers up here that can answer your question as well if you want to call now at 972-387-4600.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter that the house that you live in right now is not in your name because – if you're married, it says it's in your wife's name. That property is going to count against like debt ratio and everything else if you're buying another property.
Well, if he's not on title, for example, let's put it this way. If he got married and the wife owned the house, and he's not on title yet, and he goes to buy another house, he's not on title of that property.
Right.
And so in that instance, it might help them.
It is community property state. And I've just recently had this where they counted the wife's, the husband's property against the wife, even though he was not on the loan.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're going to ask, where do you live?
Where do you live?
And they can tell them, where do you live? And then you say, do you own that house or not? Well, I'm married. Okay, now that's where it's going to come up.
Yep.
This other person that called.
There's bear traps.
We had that other text a few minutes ago. They said, will I get in trouble if I apply for two houses at the same time? Again, I want to reiterate to everybody, yes, you will get in trouble. Uh-huh. Yes, you will be put on a fraud list, and you also might have to rebuy. You might have an issue.
They
will foreclose one of the houses. You'll get foreclosed on because you bought a home as a primary, and it's not. See, rates are higher for investment property because they're higher risk.
And more but down payment.
Because let's say you had a primary and you had an investment property. Times got tough. You're going to let the investment property go. That's the one you're not going to pay for. That's the one you're going to neglect. That's the one you're not going to take care of. That's the one other people are living in. There are higher risk loans. Mm-hmm. They have higher rates because of the risk. Mm-hmm. They have higher down payments because of the risk. If you don't have the down payment to buy an investment property, you shouldn't be buying investment properties.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So you should have your primary residence, and when you're ready to buy an investment property with the required down payment, you need to do that. There is no rush. There is no need. If you're trying to buy two houses at one time, and both as primaries, You're trying to, it's not gaming the system. You're cheating a market where they're all listening, electronically and otherwise. So keep your questions coming, 972-387-4600. If they want to get started to buy an investment property, though, you need to find out what your down payment's going to be, what your payments are going to be.
Got to have reserves.
Got to have reserves.
For both houses.
So make sure that you call Bubba, 972-387-4600. Next one, I make 35. Is that 135?
135.
Man, you know what? As you get older, some people say your eyes get bad. You know, especially when you're trying to read menus and books and things like this and things, phones that are up close. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, it's not that my eyes are bad. It's just that my arms aren't long enough. That's what it is. It's not an eye problem. It's an eye. So I'm having trouble reading computer screens now. So I need to go to the doctor.
So you have alligator arms? Is that what you're saying?
I need to get the glasses out. I make $135K a year. And my credit is 680, and I have $110K to put down. What's the most I could afford?
Jeez.
Well, I'll tell you what. With that 680, there's got to be a way to get that to a 740, because at a 680, if you're trying to get a jumbo loan, because you have enough money to get a jumbo loan, and if you're going to get a jumbo loan,
you've got to have a higher credit score.
Then you're going to want, for the best terms, you're going to want a nice high credit score. Once you, if that's a 670, some people say they have 680 and they have a 670. Some have a 690. If they're right at 680, you're right on the cusp of having a much higher rate and much higher down payment for a jumbo loan. So
my question to you is, what is your thought process on what purchase price you would want? You have 110 to put down. I mean, you could buy a $500,000 house.
Well, they could buy much more than that.
Yeah,
so they
but
make
you
11.
Also have to look at their other debts too.
They have 11 grand a month is what they make, somewhere in that ballpark, just for everyone at home to make it easy. So if you took 30% of that, or 33% of that even, somewhere around $3,600, a very easy, affordable payment. When I say easy, affordable, easy to get approved through the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a $3,600 payment, you probably can get yourself a loan or somewhere around $600K should be, you know, somewhere in that ballpark. So you'd probably be $600K. I would say you probably get yourself a $700,000 house.
Yeah.
And I'm just ballparking everything here. There could be a little bit more than that, a little bit less than that. But it gives you an idea that you might be able to buy yourself either a single-wide mobile home in California or you can buy yourself a couple of rooms here in Texas.
Yeah, I would say give a call up here. We've got loan officers here working today. We got purchase loan officers. And within an hour, they can tell you what you need to do and where you need to be and how much your house you can afford.
So, again, I just use the rule of thumb. If you make 10 grand a month, you could probably afford yourself $3,500 a month. Mm-hmm. We're talking about 33% of your monthly income.
Right.
33% of your gross monthly income. This person could probably afford more than that. They probably get $4,000 a month payment afforded with their current income.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, easily, you know, I'm just giving them, if they want to get them $700,000, even $800,000 house, it should be possible for them. These nice low rates that we have right now. Okay, next question. Next, I don't know if this is a question. Mm-hmm. It is a question.
Whoa.
So they sent in, 65K a year, $20,000 down. You don't want to use that at all. As a matter of fact, that last person has $110,000 down. Now, if they want to get a good deal on a jumbo loan, yeah, 20% down can get them a great deal. But this person here, you want to put the least amount of money you need to put down to get a good rate. Because when you get the house, you're going to probably want to put stuff in the house, right? And so this person has 700 credit scores, and their wife makes 40K a year with the 700 scores.
So they're over 100,000 a year.
They're currently paying $1,550 a month in rent.
That's cheap.
You know, easily they can get themselves a $210,000 loan. So that's just a ballpark there, $210,000 loan. If they have 20 to put down, I would say, I said that was easy for their, if they wanted a payment similar to where they are right now. Between the two of them, though, they make $105K, which is about $8,600 a month. And so that's, again, ballparking that.
They're first-time home buyers, so they can do 3% conventional, or they can do 3.5% FHA.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to put $20,000 down. So you know, and then you can also
they make under just under $9,000 a month, right. So they can easily afford again $3,000 a month. Yeah,
easy.
So that's what I'd say. Not afford. Afford's different than qualifying for. You may qualify. That person may qualify for a payment somewhere around $3,000 a month, probably $2,800 a month. Mm-hmm. And at $2,800 a month, they could probably get themselves a $400,000 to $500,000 loan. So now with that down payment, you're going to need, Bubba said, 3 to 3.5% down, whether depending on whether you get conventional or FHA. So if you're going to get a $500,000 loan with 3% down, because that's a first-time home buyer, then you first-time homebuyers might get 3% down. That's going to be $15,000 there. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people's eyes are bigger than their wallet. And you go out there looking at houses, and next thing you know, you're maxing out what you can buy. I don't recommend anyone max out what they can buy. I recommend that you live comfortably, have a good time, be able to go out and have a dinner, you know, so you're not house poor. So you have a good opportunity to get a nice home, which is almost a payment nearly double what you have right now is what you may qualify for, depending on your other debts that you have and other things. So make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. That's our number. That's also our text line, 972-387-4600. We have room for more text and answering your questions here. And we're going to answer them after this break in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Gary Alexander answering your mortgage questions here. If you're driving around town, you want to know if you can refinance, if it's worth it to you, let us know how much you owe on your house, what your current rate is, and what your credit score is. We'll give you a ballpark of what your new rate might be. We do VA streamlines, FHA streamlines, refinances, purchases, cash outs, home equity loans, jumbo loans, FHA, VA, all of it here. Make sure you call us at our office. We have loan officers sitting here right now before you get out there shopping this weekend. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com. Bubba, we have some questions coming in.
Yeah.
We also have some we have text lines open for more questions at 972-387-4600.
Get them in.
So someone's asking questions, are there loans for teachers, benefits for teachers out there? Is there anything that they can do? This is they're not their first house, but they want to get a loan for a teacher. There are some programs out there, and they have these different kind of hero programs, and they have teacher programs, and they have other things. For teachers, there are some options for you out there for some lower down payments, but sometimes they come with higher rates.
Not sometimes.
Well, I'm just saying that things change.
Yeah.
So, but right now you can get a really good rate if you just put your standard 3.5% down on an FHA loan. You can get rates in the mid threes to low threes right now on your 30-year fixed. If you're trying to get even VA, these loans are in the mid threes right now. If you're trying to get one of the teacher programs, your rate might be 4 or higher. And so, where it might benefit you with a little bit of the down payment, it's also going to cost you $50,000 more in interest over the term of the loan.
Right.
And so, you might benefit more by having the down payment and having the lower interest rate from the standard loan.
There's also like lengths of time you have to remain in the property, things like that.
So, anyway, so there are those options out there. TexasLending.com thinks it's a better option for you to get a better deal, a better rate. So that is that answer, and we appreciate your question. And we also have more questions that we're going to answer here in a second. Some person said that they were gonna refi, Bubba.
Yep.
They were gonna get an investment property. They want to get an investment property, but they said they kind of decided not to, so they might just want to refinance their house. They say they're at 4.5 right now with scores between 760 and 800. Yeah, if you're at 4.5 or higher, a refinance is a great opportunity for you. You might look at a 15-year or a 20-year or even a 30-year potentially.
Or even a 25.
We have great options for you. We've seen 15 years down right around 3% right now. We have 30 years in the mid threes, low, depending on what kind of loan. You might even get an FHA loan in the low threes.
You know, I'm seeing
for the 30 years.
I'm seeing a lot of people that were in cash out loans that are refinancing into rate and term after they got cash out loans.
We see a lot of
a year ago.
Here's the deal: is a lot of people got home equity loans at 5.5% and 6% a year ago. They can be refinanced now into regular conventional loans, mm-hmm. and they can drop those rates 2%.
Yes,
Even more, some are less, some are more. Depends on what your rate is.
And it, right.
You know, depends on what you can call us because rates are moving out. Rates are moving throughout the week.
Right.
We've seen rates move this week. You know, they were one day they're at 3.5, the next day they're at 3.7. And then 2 days later, they're back to 3.5. We don't know what's going to happen. I talked at the beginning of the show saying the Federal Reserve has announced that they're going to be dumping as much as $500 billion into the market being taking some risk assets off of the banks so that the banks are liquid by the end of the year. Had they not done this, we would be back in 2008 again. Mm. We're not anywhere different than we were in 2008, folks. The risks are still there. The people are still leveraged up. You aren't leveraged up. They get to be leveraged up. So it's something where the Federal Reserve between now and the end of this year will be dumping nearly $500 billion into the market.
Mm.
Without doing such, your stocks would have tanked and everything else would have tanked again. Everyone thinks everything's perfect out there, but the too big to fail people know that, and they're out there leveraging things because they know they're going to get bailed out every time they do.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind when you think that everything is Rosy.
Keen.
Okay. So here's the next question, Bubba.
The next question.
Oh, this is the. Here's another one. this one. He said 100. This person that wanted that's at 4.5. They said they have loan size of 173.
Right.
So if that person, if you have a $170,000 loan amount, and you drop your rate 1%, you'll drop nearly $130 a month on your payment. That would be interest. That'd be your interest could go if they just lower their rate 1%. They might save $130 a month in interest payments. So that's a great opportunity if you have 170 at 4.5.
Definitely.
All right. And then it says that they have a little bit of equity in that house. So we'll take a look and see if it's gone up in value. So they might be able to get rid of PMI if they have PMI.
Yeah, that's a good thing
too. Yeah. So. All right, we have all text lines open, 972-387-4600. If your question comes in, it'll be the first one answered, 972-387-4600. We'll answer your mortgage questions here. Make sure that you get in touch with us, and we will answer your questions. So, Bubba.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I got a shout-out.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
My grandson, Hayes Chief Alexander, first birthday today.
Hayes Chief, huh?
Yeah. Hayes Chief Alexander, his Indian heritage brought to the forefront.
All right. Sounds like a good time over there at the Alexander House.
Yeah.
Good luck at that. Good
Plenty
luck
of
that.
Cake and ice cream.
2020 is a brand new year. What can we expect in Dallas-Fort Worth regarding your home values? What can we expect regarding the markets? It's an election year. But
it's hard to believe because it just seems like the last election year was here.
But the media, I'm going to say this, the media has done a great job in dividing this country. And we're going into this election year, and there are people who root for destruction of our economy, and there are people who root for the destruction of other people's livelihood in this country. Hopefully none of that happens. Hopefully we can all have an enjoyable next year, 2020. In the meantime, if you're trying to buy a home, a lot of people are moving here. You know, Schwab just announced they're moving over in the South Lake.
Yep.
There are other companies still moving here. Man, I used to not fret the highways here. When I first moved here, I came from the Detroit area and the Chicago area. Chicago area was much worse traffic than the Detroit area was, but Detroit still had horrible traffic. And when I got here, I didn't think the traffic was that bad. I thought the road signs were bad. Terrible signage. But I didn't mind the traffic. Well, I get out. I only live a mile from my office. I don't get to get out in the highways. When I get out on those highways now, they are to the gills, and more people are moving here. So we're going to see some activity. We're going to see more road activity around here. We're going to see more building activity. We're going to see home values continue to rise as long as people move here, as long as the economy stays solid. If you're thinking of buying a home next year, TexasLending.com wants to be the company of choice for you. We have some of the best purchase rates and refinance rates around. We're beating builders' rates every day. If you're talking to a builder right now, make sure you call TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to look at that. We have our home purchase team and our fast-track purchase process to help you get closed in as fast as 10 days after contract when you're trying to buy a home. So make sure if you're new to the area, if you're listening in, call TexasLending.com. We've been around this town for over 20 years doing business, incorporated for nearly 20. But we were doing business as TexasLending.com for about 2.5 years before we incorporated. We were under another company's name. So we've been around. We were happy to help you out here. We're located right in North Dallas. Come on in and see us for a cup of coffee and get your home loan pre-approved, or do it all by electronics, which is a crazy new word that they came up with.
We had a good Christmas party the other night.
Oh, I forgot all about it. Well, I didn't forget about it because actually my voice was recovering until that thing.
Yeah.
We had the karaoke at the party.
Yeah, that was. I think that was a great idea.
It was fun. You know, as soon as everyone got some song lube into them, they started singing some songs.
Yeah.
They needed to get greased up.
We saw some people come out and really do a good job.
We had some amazing. We can't quite go on any game shows yet. None of us can go on
The Voice.
America's Got Talent.
Or America. Yeah, what is that?
We might be able to Sigma Rose Got Talent. Sigma Road in the North Dallas has got talent. We might be able to have some people on there, but we're not quite good enough for America yet. Here's the next question. Good morning.
Good morning.
My house is worth $180,000. They want to get a loan on the house.
Yeah.
They want to get the maximum amount of money at the lowest rate. Okay, what would be the best type of loan? So it doesn't say if it's paid off. They just
sounds like it's paid off.
Says it's worth 180 and they want to get a loan on their house. So it sounds like they don't have a loan.
Mm-hmm.
The maximum you can get in Texas, this is a Texas law. And so
the law in Texas.
The maximum you get is 80% of the value of the property. So $144,000 is 80% of $180,000. So the maximum cash out you could get on your property is $144,000 if you don't owe anything on it now. Let's say you owe $100 on that house. The maximum you could get out is $44,000.
Right.
So you're going to get the lowest rate. The bigger the loan amount is. So if you get an $80,000 loan, your rate's going to be worse than if you got a $144,000 loan. What credit score do they want, Bubba?
740 is the credit score that's the optimum credit.
That's to get
score.
The best. If they want they're interested in getting the maximum amount at the lowest rate. So you'll need a 740 score. The larger your loan is on this loan you're looking for, the better your rate will be.
Right.
You also have closing costs. Some of you might just want to get the cash out instead of the closing cost. You can always get the cash out now and then refinance it into a conventional refinance later. That's an option. And right now, rates are some of the lowest they've been of all time. So you're going to get a great rate either way. And hopefully you call TexasLending.com because we are the home equity refinance experts.
You know, we actually have some people that have been coming in and doing with bigger loan sizes, doing no cost on this cash out, knowing that they're going to go back in a year.
In a year, yeah.
And do a rate and term refinance.
As long as rates are still low.
Yeah, as long as rates are still low.
They're still going to get
They're usually going to be lower than what the cash out rates are, but you know.
TexasLending.com. Go online and apply now. We also have loan officers here now. The hardest working loan officers are here on the weekend. They are here during the week, and they're here on the weekend, just like Bubba is. 972-387-4600. If you call there now, get your refinance started now. Tax bills are due at the end of January. Some of you don't have your money saved up. Some of you might just be able to refinance and get your taxes thrown into your loan.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that where people want to get escrowed now.
Get your escrows in, get a nice low rate. Getting escrows on your home loan is not a cash out. It is a regular rate and term refinance. Just giving you ideas, some of you are thinking, oh no, what shall I do? You have some of the lowest rates of all time right now. And if you can't pay those taxes and you can get them rolled into your mortgage at a lower rate, hey, your payment might be the same or even lower after you get done and you have your taxes rolled into your deal. So make sure you call TexasLending.com or go online and apply. All right, we're going to take another break. And get your text questions in now. We'll answer your question next if you get it in at 972-387-4600. We'll be back after this on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are in the lightning round. Kevin Miller here with Bubba Alexander asking and answering your questions. I can't wait till this chest cold thing goes away so I can get my brain back, too. But we have a few questions to get to before the end of the show, so we want to get right on top of them. Bubba, this one's got, if you're listening at home, we got to stick with us. It's a little bit, I'll make it simple. They want to buy a home, and they don't have 20% to put down. And they want to know, do they still have to buy, do they still have to have PMI if they put less than 20% down? So they want to also know whether it's better to buy close now or after the beginning of 2020. Doesn't really matter. If you're buying a house, doesn't matter. If you're buying now, here's the thing is, most people,
it's going to be the beginning of 2020.
most people don't have tax write-offs right now. Because of the Trump tax deal, most people don't have any tax deductions because of the minimum deduction.
12%.
Yeah. Well, it's actually $25,000 for couples, and I think it's $12,000 for individuals for the automatic deduction. So unless you can write off $12,000 of taxes and insurance, you're not deducting anything. And so I would used to say you buy it this year so you can write it off in your taxes next year,
right?
Anything that you can deduct. But now with the tax deductions the way they are, then it might not doesn't really matter. Can they buy? What they want to know is if they don't have 20% down, is there a way they can get a loan without PMI?
Yes, you can either buy out the PMI. They have
upfront.
An upfront PMI where you can pay for it upfront, or you can take a higher rate to pay for it. You can also do two liens. You can do an 80-15-5
okay, so
or an 80-10-10.
So we need to decipher what Bubba says. Mm-hmm. So if you're buying a home for $200,000, you typically got to put 20% down. Some of you have heard of the word lien. It scares a lot of people because you don't know what it means. A lien is a loan. And so if you have two loans in a house, it's two liens. And so you can get two loans in a house to avoid the PMI. You get an 80% loan. That's the first loan. That's how you avoid having PMI. Mm-hmm. You have less than 80% on your first loan. Then you get a 15% second loan. So it would be an 80-15-5. 80% loan and a 15% loan with 5% down. So that's you can do it 80-10-10, 80% loan, 10% loan, and 10% down. That's one
way.
It
comes with higher rates, though.
That's one way to do it. The other one is, they do have higher rates for both loans, the 80% loan and the 10% loan. So is it worth it to not add the PMI? The other ones, you can buy out the PMI. It's usually about 1.5% to 2% of the loan amount. And so you can either pay for that up front as an insurance you're paying to the insurance company, or you can also get a higher rate to pay off to lower that interest rate.
Yeah,
I would never do that. Pay a higher rate to pay off the PMI upfront.
Yeah, that upfront PMI though would be there forever. So,
this person says they make $140,000 a year, and this is the next question. They have $140,000 a year. They make their credit score is 700, and they have $120,000 put down with zero debt. How much home can they afford? Well, this person makes nearly $12,000 a month. 33% of that, they can get a $4,000 house payment, easily afford that. With their down payment, they can probably get themselves a $900,000 or an $800,000 purchase price. Mm-hmm. And they could probably buy an $800,000 or $900,000 house. So that person has an opportunity to get in a pretty nice house here in Dallas.
Call our office.
972-387-4600. Our loan officers will help you with one of the best rates you'll find. Make sure you check that out right now. Okay, we have, read this. Oh, this one says, 9 years into a 15-year loan, 15-year VA loan, tax assessed at 140, they owe 31. They want to do a cash, 31K. They want to get a cash out. Bubba, you can help them with that.
It says, okay, so you'd like to get to cash out to get about $20,000 for home repairs. 720 credit score, 50-year income, looking for a 10-year loan. Okay, so if you owe 31, I mean, lowest loan amount here at TexasLending.com, $70,000.
Well,
on a cash
loan. Yeah, it's that if it gets below 70, it's pretty hard for us legally to do it.
Anybody.
Because of the state laws restrict lenders to 2% of the loan amount in terms of charges. Well, just the appraisal, and some of the – well, except that's for lender fees.
Right.
They did change the law on that, but it's still difficult to get those loans done.
It's difficult to get those loans done for if you're. So I would say $70,000 is about your lowest cash out you could get. You can always get 70, pay back 20 after that if you wanted to,
or have some extra money,
or just get a little extra money. Make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply right now on TexasLending.com. Listen, we've run out of time.
Again.
We've run out of time. There's going to be some interesting things going on in the market the next 2 weeks. I don't know if that's going to mean rates are going to go up or down. I do know that the Federal Reserve is unleashing nearly $500 trillion of money to save the banks again that you haven't really read about. But you can look it up really quickly online. There's all kinds of information about that in the economic news. But if you do want to get that loan locked in, you can lock it in with TexasLending.com.
This week.
972-387-4600. You can call now, actually. We have loan officers here. They'll get you going on your loan, get you ready to close right at the beginning of the year. We appreciate you all listening. And for Bubba Alexander and Kevin Miller, we'll see you all next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.